Welcome to The Score, Fantasy Basketball Podcast, where you get great advice on how to stay ahead of your competition here in these fantasy basketball streets. Now, the dopest analyst in fantasy basketball, Waiver Wire Queen.
What's going on, all my fantasy basketball fans? Welcome to the Score Fantasy Basketball Podcast. If you're new to the channel, welcome. I'm Wave Warrior Queen. This episode, we're going to talk about some fantasy basketball sleepers for the upcoming season. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. We have a lot of great content which will help you prepare for your upcoming fantasy basketball drafts and your fantasy basketball season. Now, let's talk about some of these sleepers. These players are players who potentially will have breakout seasons. They are positioned to make some noise this year because of their current situation. So let's talk about those sleepers. We're going to kick this thing off with Afrin Sengun. That is the center with the Houston Rockets. As you know, Christian Wood was traded to the Mavs. So this young man should see more playing time. He had some really good moments last season in fantasy basketball, and with more playing time and more opportunity, his stats should increase. Let's talk about what he did last season for you. He played 72 games, played a little over 20 minutes, averaged 9.6 points per game. He shot over 47% from the field, and he averaged 5.5 rebounds. Again, he's going to have more opportunity to play, which means he is going to increase his production. So he is definitely a late round still in a deep league that you should be targeting him, because again, the opportunity is going to be there for him. Another sleeper, Keldon Johnson, /forward with the San Antonio Spurs. This young man is going to have a great opportunity because DeJounte Murray was traded to the Hawks and the Spurs are in rebuild. The thing that kind of hurts the Spurs players is Pop will kind of monitor and restrict their minutes. So that may be the only thing that's keeping this young man from really taking it to the next level. But he is definitely a player who should be on your radar. I believe he is going to be the best Spur this season. So you should target him in your draft. He played 75 games last season, averaged 17 points, shot over 56% from the field, 39.8% from threes, which is very good, 75.6% from the free throw lines, a little over 6 rebounds per game, 2 assists, and 1 turnover. So a good season for this young man. And again, the opportunity. He should see more opportunities on offense, which is going to increase his stats. So look for him. Another player you should be checking for as a sleeper is Ayo with the Chicago Bulls. There is no true timetable for Lonzo Ball's return. You know, he had a second knee surgery on that knee. Zach LaVine should be back. We're hoping that he's 100%, but, you know, he had a procedure also on his knee. So Ayo should be out there on the court. You know, when he played last year, he was really good as a starter. And if he is able to start this season, a full training camp, he should produce similar stats like he did last year. Now, Kobe White may be in the mix, but Ayo was the more consistent and just simply was a better player when they were filling in for Lonzo and at times for LaVine. So if I'm looking for a sleeper at the guard position, who I know is going to see an increase in minutes and opportunities in a deep league, it should be Ayo. I would prefer him over Kobe White because, again, he seemed to play better and he was more efficient from the field. And also, he rebounded the ball and he got some assists as well, versus Kobe White was just going to be more of a scorer. So what did Ayo do for you last year? He played 77 games, shot over 52% from the field, shot over 37% from threes, which is very good, He's got to work on the free throw percentage. Only shot 67.9%. He averaged 2.8 rebounds, 3.3 assists. Again, these numbers were much better when he was the starter, because you got to realize he went from pretty much playing no minutes to playing starter minutes, and he produced. Another sleeper is LaVert, guard/forward with the Cavs. Obviously, most people are going to be all into Donovan Mitchell, but LaVert has been a serviceable guy when healthy. That's the biggest issue with him is health, but he's not a player that people are going to be checking for. If he can be healthy, he still can be a very good player to come off your bench. He's going to score the ball, if nothing else. That is simply all he's going to bring to the table, and there's nothing wrong with having scorers. We need scorers, okay? So if you can pick him up late, he's going to be a steal. Obviously, his production may take a hit with the addition of Mitchell, but I still expect him to be solid. He played 58 games last season. He averaged 17 points, shot 44.4% from the field. And again, that is simply what he's going to do. He's going to score the ball. And there are those nights where you just need someone who's going to score. And if he is able to, he will. But again, the health factor. Another sleeper this season is Lugens Dort, guard with OKC. That's right. He was looking real promising until, you know, some injuries kind of hurt his season. He played 51 games. He averaged 17.2 points, shot 40% from the field, which we want to see that increase, because in the categories, basically, that's going to hurt your team. And he only shot 33.2% from threes, which that will hurt your team in a categories base league. And he averaged 4.2 rebounds. The biggest thing for him, he's going to score the ball and he may get you some rebounds. So in a points base league, that she'll do. But again, no one was expecting him to produce statistically like this last year. And he did. And I don't see why that is going to change this year. So consider adding him. Another solid add is Devin Vassell, guard/forward with the San Antonio Spurs. And similar to Keldon Johnson, the opportunity is going to be there because, again, what's going on with the Spurs? They're in rebuild mode. They traded Murray, their best player, and they are, to me, embracing a full-blown rebuild. And we were able to see some flashes from Devin last year, but again, need to see some more consistency, which I think he will do this year. And again, there will be more opportunity for him to show that he can be a consistent scorer for you in fantasy football. This is another in fantasy basketball. I got football on my brain, but this is another late, deep league. And this can be a player who may end up going undrafted and be added via the waiver wire. But he played 71 games last year. He averaged a little over 12 points, shot 42.7% from the field, which we want to see that. We want to see that at 45 and higher. He shot 36% from threes, which isn't bad. But if he can bring that up to 38, then you can see him averaging 15 points per game. He shoots over 83% from free throw line, which is great. And he averaged one steal and 4.3 rebounds. So he is on his way, just needs the opportunity, and it's going to be there for him this year. Another sleeper this year is Josh Hart, guard, forward, whatever position he's going to be on the court playing, because he's going to play wherever. He's going to be out there, okay? Small ball, perfect. He's a very good defender, and he will stuff the stat sheet. He's going to score some points. He's going to rebound. He's going to get you some assists, some steals, some blocks. He's going to do a lot of things for your team, and that is the kind of player you want, whether that's in a points-based league or in a categories-based league, because he's not going to hurt you at all. He's going to stuff the stat sheet, and that's what we want, and that is what we like. He averaged 14.9 points last year, shot over 50% from the field, only 34.3% from threes. Now, if he can increase that, then he's definitely someone who maybe averages 17, 18 points for you, and that may occur this year. We'll have to see. He averaged 7.2 rebounds, 4.1 assists. I wasn't expecting him to average 7 rebounds, but there were some nights last year where he had 14, 15 points, like 10 rebounds, 6 assists. He, again, is a player who's going to do multiple things for your team, and that is a player you want on your side and not on your opponent's side. That's why I'm saying check for him late in the draft. He should be available, and he will produce for you, so don't allow him to be on waivers and he ends up with a triple-double or produces, and then someone else is able to pick him up. Pick him up on waivers if you've already had your draft, or if you are getting ready to do your draft, and consider adding him late in your draft. All right, y'all. These are our sleepers. Leave some comments and let me know your thoughts on our top sleepers for the upcoming fantasy basketball season. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. We have a lot of great content, which is going to help you prepare for your upcoming draft and also compete at the highest level every game and every day in fantasy basketball for the upcoming season. Y'all have a great week.
Thanks for listening to The Score Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to The Score for more fun and great advice on how to win at fantasy basketball. And if you've got comments or questions about The Score, send them to waiverwirequeen@gmail.com. The Score.